According to a State Department of Natural Resources report, more than 20% of the waste that ends up in landfills falls into the organics category. Some of those organics are food scraps that don't have to go into the garbage. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz fills us in on a collaborative project that supporters hope will shift more food and compostable items to positive reuse. Here's today's segment of our Earth Week series, The Trouble with Waste.
Restaurateur Michael Allen says he's concerned about his personal impact on the planet.
I've been vegetarian my whole adult life and have been someone that's been concerned about the environment also. So when I decided to open a business, I just felt like I had to absolutely incorporate those core values that I hold.
When Allen opened the Beerline Cafe on Milwaukee's east side 3.5 years ago, he incorporated environmental-friendly touches, such as low-flow plumbing, LED lighting, even a wall alive with plants. Allen also collects food waste.
All of the food waste from the kitchen that we generate, creating the food.
Along with paper, cardboard, and coffee grounds. As for the dining room,
we have bins out here in the dining room for the customers to scrape their plates when they're done right into the compost.
Every week, a truck picks up several hundred pounds of food waste from Allen's restaurant.
We are partners with Compost Crusader, which is a local composting company.
Compost Crusader is the brainchild of Melissa Tashin. Her composting journey started a decade ago when she spearheaded a small volunteer-driven operation in Bayview. It morphed into a three-truck company that last year hauled nearly 3 million tons of food scraps from restaurants, businesses, schools, and homes. Tashin delivers the items to James Utrunka's family's business, called Blue Ribbon Organics. It's located just south of 7 Mile Road off Highway 94.
We can compost up to 40,000 cubic yards of yard waste a year and 10,000 cubic yards of food waste per year. The yard waste all goes through a grinder. It's a horizontal grinder that sizes it into real small pieces.
Utrunka and his family pile the material into huge piles called windrows. As they break down, the piles are monitored and turned until they're ready for landscapers who buy them. Utrunka calls the finished product black gold because it provides valuable nutrients to gardens and lawns. Utrunka's business is humming along, but both he and Melissa Tashin are eager to see what other materials could be broken down into compost instead of heading to the landfill. They decided to study how long it'll take things like cups that are advertised as compostable to break down and whether they result in high-quality compost. Tashin says they need proof that composting those items works and is safe.
There's a lot of unknown with these compostable products. And so we've been wanting to conduct an experiment for a long time, James and I, but we've got our own small businesses we're trying to run, and it was difficult. It's above my skill set.
Soon, Utrunka will start to fold compostables into test piles on his property. A group called Milwaukee Area Science Advocates will track the decomposition process.
The finished product we tested by UW-Madison, we're going to conduct tests on that, and then we'll probably send it out to some other certified lab that does compost analysis.
Melissa Tashin has ambitious aspirations for the project.
You know, we're really just trying to set ourselves up so that in the long run, we can handle institutions like the Milwaukee Bucks who have compostable cups. What if one day Summerfest decides they want to start recycling or composting properly? How are you going to be able to meet the demands of that large volume of a disposable and making sure it doesn't hurt the quality of the finished product?
Tashin admits she's aiming high, but says even now there's plenty of work to be done and people who want to do it. A volunteer group called Plastic Free Milwaukee has offered its help.
Plastic Free Milwaukee could help us disseminate this information and share it with other organizations, or even find out what products organizations were interested in composting.
Although Plastic Free Milwaukee formed less than a year ago, Tashin says it's gaining traction. She believes that's a sign that people want to find solutions. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.